Good morning. It is good to be here this morning. I am encouraged this morning to have sat next to an individual that I went to college with in Tennessee, and he and his family are visiting here from Memphis today. And Chris, it is so good to see you. And this is a great church family, and his daughter's actually going to be going to college here, and so I'm just here to do a commercial for this church. I've been filling in for John, I guess, for about 6 months or so when he's out of town from time to time, and this is a great congregation, so I just want to share that with you. This morning, what we're going to do is we're going to take just a few minutes, and we're going to look at how to overcome and defeat temptation, God's way. Rick Warren said, when temptation calls, we need to hang up. And I want to add to that. After we hang up, what we need to do is pick up the phone again and call 911 and ask God to help us to resist the temptation that's in front of us. So do you struggle with overeating? Do you struggle with procrastination? Do you struggle with material things? Do you struggle with worrying and anxiety? So we're going to spend just a few minutes today to discover how temptation can win and how temptation can lose. When you think about the Greek meaning of the word tempted, it means to be tested. And in this world that we live in, we will face several forms of temptation on a daily basis if you have two legs and a pulse. And I think we all have that, so we're going to be facing it. So don't be surprised by temptation. Expect it. Don't be confused by temptation. It may be desirable, but it leads to three things. It leads to deception. It leads to disobedience. And it leads to even death. So don't be deceived by temptation. What we have to do as Christians is we've got to stand up to it. And the main question for us today, is it possible for a Christian to successfully overcome and defeat temptation God's way? And so we as Christians, what we want to do is go to the Bible for the answers. And so let's turn our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. It says, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is always faithful. He will never let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. So what Paul was trying to tell the church at Corinth was, there is no temptation that comes your way that has not already been a part of the human experience. And what he was trying to say, you won't be tempted with something new or something unusual. Temptation has been around for a long time. Paul was trying to tell the church at Corinth that when you're going through a strong temptation that is easily to fall in place and to sin, just remember that our God is always faithful. He is always faithful. If you do it His way and choose Him, you can resist that temptation. And this is probably one of the hardest things to swallow as a Christian, is God will not let you be tempted beyond what you can handle. That's a lot. Because every day we are faced with a lot of stuff in the world that we live in. And the only way that we are going to be able to beat that stuff and that temptation that comes our way is through the Lord. Did you know the more you grow in your relationship with God and the closer you get to God, the more you're going to be tempted? The more you grow in your relationship with God, the closer you get to God, the more you and I are going to be tempted. And as we've said before, temptation is nothing that's new. It's been going on since Adam and Eve. It's something that we should consider. It is not wrong to be tempted, but it is wrong to give in to temptation. And so, what happens when temptation wins? So what happens when temptation controls our life and it wins? The first thing that happens when temptation wins is it actually, our confidence level as a Christian, it weakens. We don't have that desire to go into all the world and preach the gospel and fulfill the Great Commission like we are told to do as Christians when we get into the trap of temptation. And our confidence level as Christians are weakened. And then the next thing you know, after our confidence level is weakened, the next thing, it leads to some bigger problems. Our lives can really get messed up pretty quick when we fall into temptation frequently. And then the next thing that happens is after it leads to bigger problems, it leads to destroying so many of the relationships of people that we love so much. Temptation can do all these things. And guess what? After it destroys relationships that we really, really love, it kind of makes us feel like a hypocrite. And then after we feel like a hypocrite, it can lead to a hard heart. That's how powerful this temptation is. And then when we get that hard heart, sometimes we want to isolate ourselves away from God's people. And it needs to be the reverse. When we fall into the trap of temptation, we need to be right there with God's people and in prayer. And then the last thing it does when temptation wins, as we said before, it deflates our power to share Christ because of all the guilt that we got inwardly. And so as Christians, we got to refocus, and we have to analyze our lives every day. And when we fall into temptation and when temptation wins, and all of us fail. Just because I'm standing up here speaking today, I struggle. This lesson is just as much for me as it is anybody in this congregation. So we've just got to go to God when temptation wins and ask Him to give us another game plan. So next, what I would like to do is just to share three simple things that can help us as Christians defeat temptation God's way. Okay? The first thing that we can do to overcome and defeat temptation God's way is we have to quit blaming God. It says, blaming God takes up too much time and energy away from improving yourself. We have to stop blaming God for the messes we put in our lives in at times. It was us that made the poor choices. It was us that made the bad decisions. It was us that chose to go left when God said go right. Instead of blaming God, we need to ask Him for forgiveness and come up with the other game plan, as we said before. And also ask Him for direction to make our lives better. And He's the only person that we can go to that can give us, that can actually put us in the right direction to make our lives better. I want to ask you a couple questions and see if you think that they're true. The first one is, we all create our own storms and get mad at God when it rains. We all create our own storms and get mad at God when it rains. That is very, very true. And the next one is, most people leave a forwarding address when they are running from temptation. Most people leave a forwarding address when they're running from temptation. And so we know that that is absolutely true too. So let's go back to the scripture and let's look at Proverbs 19 and verse 3. It says, a person's personal bad choices leads to their destruction, yet their heart rages against the Lord. And then in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 5, it says, for each one of you should carry your own load God did His part. Now it's time for us to do our part. And then in Romans 14, verse 12, it says, "So then, each of us will give an account of ourselves to God. So don't get mad at God because, guess what? He's not the one that tempts us. And we must be accountable for our own actions. And so if we want to overcome temptation God's way, we've got to stop blaming Him and we've got to accept the responsibility for our own actions. And then the second thing is, if we want to overcome temptation God's way, you got to believe that you have the power to say no to temptation. And Paul says you can say no. And we know this verse probably by heart, Philippians 4 and verse 13. It says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Paul says you can say no. And in Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, it says, "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age." So if we as Christians, you know, want to defeat temptation God's way, we have got to say no. And then number three, if we want to overcome and defeat temptation, we've got to acknowledge that the temptation that we have in our life produces character. So what is character? Character is what defines you. Character is what people see in you. Character is what people say about you when you leave this world. James chapter 2, verses 2 through 4 says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may mature and complete, not lacking anything." What James is trying to tell, I guess, the church at Corinth is to consider those challenges that you have in life every day as joy. I know that is very, very difficult. It is very, very difficult to consider the things, the challenges that we have in life as joy. And then he goes on to say that the testing of our faith will produce perseverance. And then finally, James is trying to tell us, if we persevere, that will lead to a more mature Christian. Because of the obstacles that you have in your life from time to time, we don't want to ask for them. We don't want to ask for challenges in life, but when difficult situations come in our life, just consider, as what James is saying, these things, hopefully the purpose of it at the end of the road is that you and I both are more mature Christians because of the struggles that we did have and that we did persevere. So if we're going to overcome temptation, we must realize that temptation produces character. So the three main ideas that we have discussed today, if we're going to aim to overcome and defeat temptation God's way, is number one, we have to quit blaming God. And then second of all, we have to believe that we have the power to say no. And then number three, we have to acknowledge temptation produces character. My question to you and I both, are you and I giving in to temptation too much? Is temptation winning in our life? Or is temptation losing? Hopefully it's losing most of the time. But as Christians, guess what? Sometimes it's going to win. It is going to win sometimes. So we have got to be anchored with the Word and the Lord so that when it does win, that we can ask God for forgiveness and have the encouragement from Him to get back on the narrow path. So today would be a great day, if you're struggling with temptation, you know, to ask your church family for prayers. And are you a Christian? If not, today is a great day to be baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins. And if we can assist anyone in that way, come together as we stand and sing.